It's going to be a joyous day when we can again join with our brothers and sisters to offer praise and worship as one body. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible Episode Number 91. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm glad you're here today. Welcome. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read 1 Corinthians 11 and 12. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, go to bible.lifespringmedia.com and find this episode number 91. LifeSpring Media is listener-supported. For more information, please go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Pray about God's leading on how you might support the ministry. Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you would speak to each one of us who hears. Open our hearts, our ears, and our eyes to what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get started. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Follow my example, just like I follow Christ's. I praise you because you remember all my instructions, and you hold on to the traditions exactly as I handed them on to you. Now I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered shames his head. Every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered disgraces her head. It is the same thing as having her head shaved. If a woman doesn't cover her head, then she should have her hair cut off. If it is disgraceful for a woman to have short hair or to be shaved, then she should keep her head covered. A man shouldn't have his head covered because he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is man's glory. Man didn't have his origin from woman, but woman from man. And man wasn't created for the sake of the woman, but the woman for the sake of the man. Because of this, a woman should have authority over her head, because of the angels. However, woman isn't independent from man, and man isn't independent from woman in the Lord. As woman came from man, so also man comes from woman. But everything comes from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it appropriate for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Doesn't nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a disgrace to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is her glory? This is because her long hair is given to her for a covering. But if someone wants to argue about this, we don't have such a custom, nor do God's churches. Now, I don't praise you as I give the following instruction, because when you meet together, it does more harm than good. First of all, when you meet together as a church, I hear that there are some divisions among you, and I partly believe it. It's necessary that there are groups among you to make it clear who is genuine. So when you get together in one place, it isn't to eat the Lord's meal. Each of you goes ahead and eats a private meal. One person goes hungry while another is drunk. Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you look down on God's churches and humiliate those who have nothing? What can I say to you? Will I praise you? No, I don't praise you in this. I received a tradition from the Lord, which I also handed on to you. On the night on which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. After giving thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this to remember me." He did the same thing with the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Every time you drink it, do this to remember me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you broadcast the death of the Lord until he comes. This is why those who eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord inappropriately will be guilty of the Lord's body and blood. Each individual should test himself or herself and eat from the bread and drink from the cup in that way. Those who eat and drink without correctly understanding the body are eating and drinking their own judgment. Because of this, many of you are weak and sick, and quite a few have died. But if we had judged ourselves, we wouldn't be judged. However, we are disciplined by the Lord when we are judged, so that we won't be judged and condemned along with the whole world. For these reasons, my brothers and sisters, when you get together to eat, wait for each other. If some of you are hungry, they should eat at home so that getting together doesn't lead to judgment. I will give directions about the other things when I come.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual gifts. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were often misled by false gods that can't even speak. So I want to make it clear to you that no one says, Jesus is cursed, when speaking by God's Spirit. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are different ministries, and the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. A demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person for the common good. A word of wisdom is given by the Spirit to one person, a word of knowledge to another according to the same Spirit, faith to still another by the same Spirit, gifts of healing to another in the one Spirit, performance of miracles to another, prophecy to another, the ability to tell spirits apart to another, different kinds of tongues to another, and the interpretation of the tongues to another. All these things are produced by the one and same Spirit who gives what he wants to each person. Christ is just like the human body. A body is a unit and has many parts, and all the parts of the body are one body, even though there are many. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, and we all were given one Spirit to drink. Certainly the body isn't one part, but many. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand, does that mean it's not part of the body? If the ear says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not an eye, does that mean it's not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, what would happen to the hearing? And if the whole body were an ear, what would happen to the sense of smell? But as it is, God has placed each one of the parts in the body just like he wanted. If all were one and the same body part, what would happen to the body? But as it is, there are many parts, but one body. So the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. Or in turn, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. Instead, the parts of the body that people think are the weakest are the most necessary. The parts of the body that we think are less honorable are the ones we honor the most. The private parts of our body that aren't presentable are the ones that are given the most dignity. The parts of our body that are presentable don't need this. But God has put the body together, giving great honor to the part with less honor, so that there won't be division in the body, and so the parts might have mutual concern for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part gets the glory, all the parts celebrate with it. You are the body of Christ and parts of each other. In the church, God has appointed first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, the ability to help others, leadership skills, different kinds of tongues. All aren't apostles, are they? All aren't prophets, are they? All aren't teachers, are they? All don't perform miracles, do they? All don't have gifts of healing, do they? All don't speak in different tongues, do they? All don't interpret, do they? Use your ambition to try to get the greater gifts, and I'm going to show you an even better way. In chapter 12, Paul writes about spiritual gifts and the unity of the body. It seems silly to me, especially here in 2020, to argue about which gift is better, if we agree that God is sovereign, if we are submitted to his lordship and truly believe that he loves each of us. Paul's analogy of the church being like a human body is a good one. Each body part has a purpose. When one part hurts, the whole body hurts. The foot is as much a part of the body as the ear. And when you separate a part of the body from the body, it cannot continue to live and the body suffers. Beloved, each of us needs the other. With the coronavirus precipitating a worldwide shutdown of most churches, we're learning how important we are to each other. It might surprise you to learn that I'm a mostly introverted person. I do not generally feel comfortable in a group of people. I'm not outgoing.
I'm happy to meet people, but I'm not usually the initiator of a conversation with someone I don't know. But I really, really miss worshiping with my brothers and sisters in Christ. The lovely lady Leanne and I have been going to church via streaming services for the past several months, like you probably have. It's okay, but come on, it's a poor substitute for gathering as a body of believers. We need each other, and it's going to be a joyous day when we can again join with our brothers and sisters to offer praise and worship as one body. I hope we can hold on to the appreciation of this for a good long time and not let petty differences drive us apart. What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll begin the book of Exodus with the reading of chapters 1 through 4. Please consider donating to help produce this podcast. Anyone who signs up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation will receive early access to the podcast. As soon as I post a new episode, you'll be notified with a link to the show. Sometimes I post shows days in advance and sometimes just the day before, but if you're a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donor, you'll be notified as soon as the file is put onto my servers. I hope to see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.